A new USDA report analyzes the agricultural trade relationship with Cuba and challenges to normalizing that relationship. Economist Steve Zahneiser is one of the authors of the report.
The challenge here for setting up a more normal agricultural trading relationship is to have it be a fuller and more balanced relationship, and then to, over time, build the foundation of trust that leads to a blossoming of that relationship.
Zahneiser says there have been changes implemented since the 1960s embargo with Cuba, but an unbalanced agricultural trade situation still exists between the two countries today.
Perhaps the most important modification was in 2000, when exceptions were made for the export of food and agricultural products, as well as medicines and medical devices to Cuba, and that enabled there to be a resumption of U.S. agricultural exports to Cuba. The United States quickly reestablished itself as being the leading supplier of agricultural imports to Cuba, although that's a position that it's lost in the last 2 years. However, the law that allowed the exports to resume did not provide a framework for imports from Cuba to resume. So right now you have this very lopsided relationship where the U.S. exports agricultural products to Cuba but does not import any from Cuba.
The report identifies obstacles Cuba faces in becoming a more equal trading partner with the U.S.
Transportation and the ability to get products from one point to another, the absence of private sector firms that would be involved in transport. With respect to port, Cuba is in the process of finishing a major renovation of the port of Mariel, which is intended to replace the port of Havana as the main commercial port for the country. Another thing is the extent to which Cuba would adopt more market-oriented policies and allow further decentralization of the decision-making of who buys agricultural inputs and so on.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.